Hey guys, welcome to the official Pretty Little Liars podcast. I'm Shay Mitchell and I play Emily Fields.
And I'm Ashley Benson and I play Hannah Marin.
Come listen to some of our secrets. So, we just finished watching Please Do Talk About Me When I'm Gone, where we meet Allison's brother Jason and we watch our last minute preparations for Allison's memorial get derailed.
How was it shooting 108? Ashley, aka Hannah.
Oh my gosh, for me it was a pain.
Yeah.
Because during the entire memorial scene, we had to do all of our long speeches, and the Laker game was on.
Oh,
the final.
Man.
You should have seen me. Literally, I had, okay, all the extras had their phones, and I'd be like doing my speech, and they'd like do a signal for me to see like what the score was, if they're up, if they're down. I'm literally like having a heart attack trying to do all my lines. And they had a TV on set, so I'd rush back trying to watch the final. It was the final game. Like, I'm obsessed with the Lakers. So I was distracted the entire time that day, literally, like, just dying. I was dying. I was, like, trying to do my lines, trying to focus. I kept asking if we can, like, take a five-minute break for me to watch the last minute. No, Ashley. No, Ashley. I was so distracted. It was a great episode, but, oh, my gosh. That was, like, the hardest time.
That was a crazy episode. And just the fact that Jason got Jenna to come up and speak. Wow. We were all sitting in our seats sweating, all of our characters, because who knows what she could have said that day.
We thought she was going to spill everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
talk about the fire.
Yeah. When Jason told us that she was going to speak in Spencer's kitchen, we were all kind of shell-shocked. Why would you want Jenna to speak when you know they weren't friends? And he's telling us that she came to him and said that they were really good friends. And we don't know if Jason knows already if, you know, what we did to Jenna. He doesn't know. Or we don't know that he knows. So we're kind of seeing which side he's on, if he's really on our side or, you know, if he's just like Allison, which we kind of figure out that he
is.
Yeah,
I mean, Jason's kind of one of those up and down people. You don't really know.
He's secretive.
If you can trust him or not. A little snaky.
Yeah.
I think, Jason. I think he might have a couple secrets of his own, but that was very interesting. And then, for Emily and Maya. Yes, as you all saw, they went on their first official date to the movies. How romantic.
You didn't really watch any of the movie, did you?
We did not watch the movie. Emily and Maya did not watch the movie. Nope.
Naughty.
But I think it's, you know, in the same time, it's like Emily is getting more comfortable and she was able, even though there were other people in that theater.
She didn't care. Yeah.
She didn't care and she was being honest with herself and going with her feelings and that was good for her, so that's kind of cool.
I think it's a new step for
I
Emily, because you're always the shy one who doesn't really speak her mind, and now you're kind of getting over it and becoming your own person.
Yeah, and then now it's just dun 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 the parents, so
oui.
That will be an interesting one. But I also find out in this episode, Emily finds out that her dad is coming home, which is
crazy,
amazing for her because he's been away for a while, and you know, it'll be kind of nice to have him in the mix along with her mother, Mia. Then I guess you are trying to play matchmaker or something with Ari and Noel. What's going on there, Cupid?
Yeah. Noel Khan got tickets to Band of Horses, and he invited Sean and I. And Noel wants to go, but he wants to bring Aria, which she's totally, like, anti-boy zone right now. So I want to go to the concert because it's free. Because Hannah's struggling with, like, financial problems right now that just came upon her. So she's trying to play matchmaker. Aria's totally not into it. She's kind of still fixated on Mr. Fitz.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to do that. But also, Hannah's mom comes to her and tells her that they're not making, you know, the bill payments that they used to. She's not making enough money. And, I mean, this is, like, mortifying to Hannah because she's always gotten whatever she wanted. They always live, like, the high-class life. Everything top of the line. Like, now it's kind of, you have to save your money, you can't do this, you can't do that. We don't have any groceries in our fridge, like nothing.
What did you have in your fridge? Like olives, orange juice? Oh no, you
olives,
ran out of juice.
Olives, orange juice, yeah.
Water.
Milk, water, and like jam.
Yep, no bread.
Pretty awesome, right? So Hannah comes to Lucas and he talks about how he sold like action figures and like that stuff and he got a lot of money for it. So now she's going to sell her purses that she doesn't want. And so now she's like an eBay seller.
That's
kind of crazy. She's trying to sell all of her stuff to make money. And, you know, it's really sweet because, like, I thought she was going to sell all of her stuff and then use the money for herself. But she actually used it to buy groceries for her and her mom.
That was really sweet.
Which is really thoughtful because, you know, Hannah is always kind of viewed as a stuck-up person, but as I said, she's just becoming a really down-to-earth person and really thoughtful of everybody else. So, you know, she bought her mom groceries and is letting her know that it's going to be all right. And I feel like in the next couple episodes, they're really going to work together as a team and not be so far from each other. Their relationship is kind of just dead.
And now, how did we feel about seeing Detective Wilden again? I mean, gosh. I'm sure the
Every
girls...
Every time he comes around, it's bad news.
Oh, gosh. It's crazy. He just comes around a corner and it's like, oof, his voice. It's freaky.
It gives us chills.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on with him. He's very shady.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think that he's doing the right thing, but it's been a long time since he's been working on the case. Nothing gets solved. He's always there, like, at school or at the memorial. Like, it just doesn't make sense why he's always there, because he's not getting anything done.
Yeah.
And Jason made it pretty clear that he's going to make them, you know, figure out what's going on. I think that it's kind of a threat to Wilden.
Right. And then quickly back to Jason, it was kind of crazy how he made Spencer feel that she should be the guilty one that caused Jenna to be blinded by that fire.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and saying that Jenna had told Allison that it was Spencer. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think that, like I said, Allison and Jason are the same person. I mean, Allison knew that she did it, so she told her brother that she didn't do it. So this whole time he's thinking that it was our fault. Spencer set the match. Spencer made Allison do it. It's just this whole thing is so twisted. That family is like, I just want to know what's going on there.
I'm
confused. I need to know.
Yes.
Now. As I'm sure you guys all do too. Because we're just as confused as you guys.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Toby is on Emily's mind.
Yeah.
After seeing his motorcycle crashed, we don't really know what's going on. Is he dead?
We haven't heard from him. And usually we'd think that he would try and call Emily, but
yes.
He hasn't gotten in contact with you, which is weird because you guys got really close.
Well, we did until I thought he tried to kill me, but
yeah.
He didn't.
He didn't do it.
Next week. Episode 109, The Perfect Storm, which airs Tuesday, August 3rd at 8 p.m. Basically, tensions are running high when us girls are trapped at the school while bad storm brews outside. Now, four of us girls in a school trapped inside.
Oh, gosh.
Thunderstorm? I don't even know.
It's not N, it's the SATs.
SAT testing.
Why would you want to be at school all day?
Exactly. But this storm was huge at Rosewood.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be huge. You're going to see
going to see how we
handle being
trapped in a room full of students waiting to take SATs when
while
we're
all in the middle of
happen.
Tense situations ourselves. So,
yeah.
it's going to be a very, very good one. So basically this episode of 109, Emily lets out a very big secret. And it's one that no one really expects, not even you guys. So, like we always say, you'll have to tune in next week to find out what that is, but it will definitely be worth it.
So don't forget to tune in to ABC Family on Tuesday, August 3rd at 8 for our next episode of Pretty Little Liars, which is titled The Perfect Storm.